Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's the Talk Radio Countdown Show introduction. I suppose you could call that music. It is a lilting theme. Don't you think that's, you call that music, Michael?
I guess we could call it music. I like the ching, 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 ching. Yeah. It sounds like we're, you know, in some kind of an audio informational factory.
We
ching,
are.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yes.
Don't you find radio jingles kind of funny?
Like I love the era of jingles. When you and I were both starting, all radio stations had jingles.
Oh, my. And they sounded larger than life. There used to be these companies in Texas, PAMS.
TNM, wasn't it? TM.
TM, yeah. And the jingle singers were really good singers. And it just sounded natural that there would be these people going, you know, whatever the station.
I remember the first jingle I ever remember hearing, tick-tock, tick-tock. Here's the right time from the studio clock. Tick tock.
Oh, the goofy ones. You know, back in the 50s, Top 40 radio, it hadn't gotten really cool and hip yet. It had a lot of influence from the big band era. So if you listen back to some of the classic ones, I know I used to listen to Top 40 radio when I was 8, 9 years old. I was
big freak. Yeah, yeah.
They had the jingles. They sounded very cool, but you listen to them now, and they had that old 40s-style singers. You know how everybody sounded like that in those days?
Right. Yeah.
And
time for the number one song of the week.
You know, I used to listen to a fellow. He's no longer alive. He was in Baltimore for many years, and then he wound up being at the great 1010 Winds New York when Alan Freed was there, when WINS, before they were news, they were the first major top 40 station in the Northeast. His name was Jack Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the name.
I remember the name. Yes, I do.
And his show is called Listen to Lacey. Mm-hmm. And he had a jingle that just, to this day, you know, it's on YouTube. Listen to Lacey, a guy with a style, spinning a disc with a name. Yeah, yeah.
You know, those people that we grew up with, the precursors, the big radio era, the first big radio era was the big band era. When the live performances would be done by the networks. And then local radio developed, and there were these huge, bigger-than-life stars that were in not only New York and Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Boston, but wherever you were, there was a guy or two sometimes who were the real kings in the community. They were the radio stars, and they were bigger than life.
They were
all
stars.
Can come up. Yeah, they were legitimate stars.
Yeah.
Yes,
there were stars of radio, television, Broadway, and newspapers.
Yep.
And any one of those areas were considered the big platforms where a person could become a star. Mm-hmm. And then many people were stars on several of those. For example, Ed Sullivan was a star of newspapers and television. Dorothy Kilgallen was a star of newspapers, television, and radio. That was a triple threat. These people were mega stars. Household names.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, really is. It's an era that has been lost because of the realities of radio today, because the people that own most of the big stations don't want to pay the stars, so the stars go away, or maybe they go do something else, but we're missing a lot of the great voices, great minds, great mouths. Having said that, however, there's still a lot of great
still
people.
Us.
Yeah, there's still us. It's down to...
No, I don't mean to praise us. I mean to be self-deprecating.
Yeah. Well, but there is a certain amount of praise that goes through, frankly, with the work that you've done. And as long as we've been at this, we have a certain status. I don't know if it's stardom, but we have a longevity status, if nothing else. And that's valuable recognition. Not that we're doing it for recognition. This, for us, even though the backbone of our constituency, the people who support us by listening to the radio, or, by the way, you can listen to podcasts of the Countdown Show. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, write this down, Michael, blogtalkradio.com/countdownshow, you can get the podcast every week of this, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show, or you can listen to it on iTunes or wherever podcasts are available. But the Countdown, you want to directly go there and listen to it anytime over the weekend, blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. All right, so we're here to do that. That is countdown from number 10 to number 1, top stories of the week of August 7th to the 11th, and the people on the list as well is put together by the staff of workers at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So, Michael, please do us
the
honors.
Staff of Audio Elves have put this
audio
together.
Audio Elves, yes.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action.
Baseball.
Where did my tooth go? Major League Baseball action and NFL camps are opening. The National Football League is getting ready to roar.
Why not the Patriots? How'd they lose that first scrimmage? What's the big idea? You're
that
a big Patriots fan.
Yeah, those games don't mean anything. The Patriots, none of them matter. The Patriots bought two airplanes. They're the first NFL franchises to have their own planes.
They bought them? I thought they were just painted some from some.
No. They bought a couple of airplanes.
Why two?
A couple of.
Why they need two?
I think you need two.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe in case one gets a flat tire or something. if the carburetor breaks down.
Right, okay. Yep. Got it. Okay.
At number 9, the Disney Netflix streaming war. At number 8, the Taylor Swift groping case. At number 7, the Eric Bolling Fox suspension. At number 6, Wall Street and economic activity. At number 5, the ongoing White House war on leaks. At number 4, the Silicon Valley sexism with a focus on Google. At number 3, White House advisors feud. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, by a mile, this is big, U.S.-North Korea tensions. And the people that have dominated conversation, at number 10, good old John McCain. Number 9, John Kelly and Stephen Miller. At number 8, Taylor Swift and David Jackson Mueller. At number 7, Eric Bolling and Yashar Ali. At number 6, Mitch McConnell, who has now been the subject of the targets of ire by the President of the United States in his tweets. At number 5, Paul Manafort and Robert Mueller. At number 4, Vladimir Putin. At number 3, Stephen K. Bannon and H.R. McMaster. Kim Jong-un at 2, and Donald Trump raining his fire and fury, the likes of which the world has never seen, at number 1. And there you go. There's been a lot of talk in the latter part of the week, and it's going to be big next week, I suspect, on the opioid epidemic in the United States. I want to throw that in there.
All right, Michael and Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, Countdown Show, 15 past the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
According to a survey conducted by Publicis Health, this summer, two-thirds of Americans will spend time outside without using anything to protect their skin. To combat this issue, they're teaming up with the Skin Cancer Foundation to take skin cancer education on the road with the Destination Healthy Skin RV. The 38-foot RV, customized with two private exam rooms, is traveling the country offering skin cancer prevention and early detection information, sunscreen samples, and free full-body skin cancer screenings provided by local volunteer dermatologists. The RV will spend 2 to 3 days in each community it visits. The Skin Cancer Foundation's Destination Healthy Skin program is supported in part by Publicis Health, the largest health-oriented agency network in the world. They are proud to work together with additional partners to help the Skin Cancer Foundation educate Americans about this highly preventable and treatable disease. To see if the RV is coming to a city near you, visit DestinationHealthySkin.org.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
What the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
17 and change after the hour, the weekly overview of the charts. So there's a comment that I've just gotten about the Taylor Swift groping case. And the question is, which is number 8 on our countdown list this week, are you kidding with Taylor Swift being an important news item or discussion topic on the radio with everything else going on in the world? So what does this provide? How do we look at the psyche of the people who want to talk about this, Michael, and give this some value? What do we learn from this is a radio story because it involves, for those of you who don't know, Taylor Swift claims that she was groped by a disc jockey at a station in Denver. They were doing a public appearance, and this is another insight. Maybe you can give us a little insight into what goes on at these meet and greets when radio stations give away VIP prize packages.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's common. You know, you meet and greet the DJs, the local radio hosts. This is music radio. You know, they have listeners either win or pay extra for these meet and greets. Meet and greets are a big part of monetizing concerts today. You know, you can get a ticket that gets you the opportunity to meet and greet the artist, yeah. And you get a picture taken. And basically, from what I know, I'm a little bit behind the curve on this story, no pun intended.
Wonderful choice of words.
Great.
Going, Michael.
At least they're not going to throw me off this show like over at CNN.
And you will not be groping me, by the way, either.
I haven't groped you in years. But seriously, this DJ Jackson, he calls himself, David Mueller. Taylor Swift claimed that he put his hand on her buttock when they were taking the picture. Yeah. And he says it's not true. And that's basically it. And
but his boss says it is true.
What they did is there was a complaint. Somehow someone in management heard about it. They told the station. The station suspended him. It hurt his career and his reputation. He says that it's not true. Taylor Swift and her mother seems to be her manager her mother, claims it happened. And it's in some kind of trial right now. And I think it's newsworthy. I think it's interesting. Taylor Swift is a major, major star. And the issue of groping, the issue of sexism, the issue of harassment, assault, these are big issues. I don't see why anybody would think that it's a frivolous conversation for something like this to be in the news.
Well, I think it depends on whether you take Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington with women. Is this a big deal? Is this something that your friends and you were talking about, Kara?
Definitely. I had a long conversation about it with some friends last night. So I think women, especially of my age, think that this is interesting. And I think it's kind of, you know, reminiscent of a bigger issue. So what if it's Taylor Swift and she's a pop star? This happens to women all over the place all the time. And it happened to, you know, our own Jennifer Horn. So mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if this isn't important to you, then you're not really, I don't want to say you don't care about women, but.
Not to belittle it, I suppose this is serious. I could hear some guy saying, well, nobody's ever done that to me. Guy saying it. And then it becomes facetious. Then it becomes silly. Then it becomes of no point. The issue of sexism is another. The number 4 issue this week has to do with women not being paid in Silicon Valley. That's this whole Google thing, and now apparently it's spread to other Silicon Valley companies. Some of the big companies do government contracting are not paying women. They say they are, but they aren't. So sexism exists in the country and in the world, and I think that's why it becomes a valuable conversation. Hopefully a lesson is learned from all this. 21 after the hour.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
What's on today's itinerary for the Jones family? Taking care of their back-to-school list.
Laptop setup?
Yep.
Flash drives?
Yep.
That's Dad taking care of business. But who takes care of Dad? Office Depot Office Max. This week only, all HP PCs are on sale. Save $240 when you buy an HP laptop with Intel Core i7 for just $459. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Hurry, ends 8/12.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's 23 and change after the hour. Focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of very interesting things going on in the world of talk. As far as the other things that are on the list here and things that are worth conversational time, the story that I guess basically funnels down to number one, the North Koreans, what to do about them. I don't know why it has become less of a focus in terms of what we really are getting from the news media. The fact is we have plenty of anti-ballistic missiles in South Korea. There are plenty of them on ships that are cruising off the coast of Japan, and this area have a whole fleet there, and within seconds after a missile is launched, they can detect with whatever devices they have as to what the content, if there's a payload on the missile, what it is, and within seconds they can knock it out of the air. So nobody seems to be focusing on that. They keep talking about, you know, Guam's going to get blown up in 14 minutes, or Seoul will be destroyed, 100,000 people will die. We're going to go to the
Seoul can be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Seoul's a different. Seoul is not a nuclear or a ballistic missile target.
But they have the Americans now. The Americans have that? Remember when the new president was installed in Korea earlier in the year, and he didn't even know that there was the U.S. base there had all these anti-ballistic missiles that had just been put in place, and he said, well, we better be careful about that. Let's look. Maybe we don't want them to be used. I think it's outrageous they're here, blah, blah, blah. Now he says, boy, am I glad they're there. So,
he did his homework, I guess, since becoming president. But look, none of the defense systems are flawless. A missile could always make its way through. When you talk about the level of destruction that even a small nuclear device could wreak havoc on a major population area, you cannot be complacent and say, well, we got our anti-ballistic missiles in place. And
what do we do? What's the out here? What's the end game?
Well, the end game is to keep a cool head. The end game is not to play this macho game. The end game is to create a reason why both parties gain by not having war. But you got to watch your words.
And, words are very important. People, the old thing, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I don't believe that's true.
No, well, yeah, but, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Words are very, very important. Yeah. I mean, our whole basis of business that we do is based on words.
Yeah, we're in the word business.
So I've never bought into the idea that the sword is mightier than the pen. The answer is diplomacy. It's the only answer. This is such a sensitive issue geographically, in terms of where this peninsula is located. The fact that the city of Seoul is right over the border. North Korea's got enough armaments focused on Seoul that no matter what happens, they could just absolutely destroy that city. Mm. Even if they lobbed a missile someplace like Guam, it would be awful. This is a really tense situation. But if cooler heads can prevail, much of it is rhetoric.
Yeah.
Because this guy Kim Jong-un may be a terrible guy, but he doesn't seem to be a madman. He just seems to be a bad man.
28 past the hour. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
From surgery to manufacturing, there's a robot today that can do almost any job. So it was only a matter of time until someone invented a robot that can mow your lawn. Introducing the Husqvarna 450X electric auto mower. What about trees, plants, or even toys left on the grass? No problem, says Husqvarna's Steve Ulia.
We call them bump sensors. So if something was to be mistakenly left in the yard, it would bump into it. It would realize it bumped into something, and it would just turn and head off in a different direction. And with the 450X, because it has a two-speed motors in them, before it makes contact, it'll actually slow down before it makes contact, just to kind of save on the bump sensors and not to scratch the machine, that kind of stuff.
Find out more at Husqvarna.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by Asus.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thirty-four after the hour now, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with some of the nuance behind discussions going on radio stations around the country about the issues of the day, the so-called news talk or political stations. So one of the things that you do in addition to running Talkers as part of it, I suppose, the visibility you have in the talk radio community gives you street cred, if you will. The fact that you have this podcast, Up Close and Far Out, which people can go to on its own, upcloseandfarout.com or through talkers.com. You have this week interviewed Rick Hamada, who is a star, a morning talk radio host in Honolulu. And the obvious questions, I suppose, given what's going on in North Korea. But there are other things, too. So how did you find this fellow? I don't know him.
I met Rick Hamada at the Radio Row in Washington, D.C., at the Immigration Reform Radio Row.
Oh, did you?
He came in the furthest from anybody, all the way from Hawaii. He does the morning show on a iHeartMedia station there that seems like a regular station. It's got Rush Limbaugh, you know,
Mark I used to Levin. Be on the station, KHVH, yeah.
Yeah, so it has a local morning show, and yeah. I found that very interesting. And I said to him, you know, hey, he interviewed me, and I said, how do you deal with the immigration issue in Hawaii? You know, you don't have any border.
Well, that was a big to-do. The Trump
well,
guy
he explained it.
Sued. Yeah, right.
He explained it to me, and I kept it in the back of my mind. And then when I saw that the North Korea issue is heating up, and Hawaii is the state closest, you know, in Alaska, Hawaii and Alaska, the state closest to imminent danger, I got him on the phone and I interviewed him about it, and he talks about the psychology of it in Hawaii. And I will, you know, I'd like people
no spoiler
to
alert. So
yeah I'd like people to listen to it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's also interesting. He talks about what's going on in Hawaii, their race relations issues, their political issues. You know, it is the United States.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how different places are in this great union.
One of the beauties of the country.
Yeah.
Ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah, about three times.
Yeah. Fabulous place.
Many years ago. And it's wonderful, you know.
Really beautiful. It's a fabulous place. So listen to the podcast, upcloseandfarout.com. Up Close and Far Out. Also, you'll find it at talkers.com. So also reading through some of the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio, there's a big discussion these days about the value of for-profit versus non-profit radio. And most of you know that NPR stations are supposedly tax-free havens. They are supported by the public, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the fact that many cities now are seeing their news talk stations that are nonprofits, like in Boston we have WBUR and WGBH, doing quite well in the ratings. Why is that? Will you explain that phenomenon, please?
Why they're doing well in the ratings?
Yeah, what's working there
they're
that
good.
Hasn't heretofore worked?
They're good radio stations. That's why they have ratings. I mean, whether they're profit or nonprofit is irrelevant. What counts is what you put out there on the air. And many public radio shows, you know, public radio is not this monolith. There's National Public Radio, there's Public Radio International, there's Pacifica. It's a whole universe. But one of the things they all have in common is they're a very different brand than commercial news talk radio or commercial sports talk radio or commercial all news radio. It's a different brand, different psychology. It talks with a different tone, and it approaches commentary, news, and analysis in a different way. And there's an audience for it, and that's why it has ratings. I mean, it's that simple.
Well, the idea of a pitch here, we've tried with All America, not All America, what was it, Air America, and IE America, two liberal extensions of conversation in terms of radio. And then MSNBC has tried it and been successful with it. Actually, more successful now, I think, than either of the other two cable channel networks. And the impact of liberal versus conservative, there are many people who think that the public radio stations are more liberal than are the
commercial. The public radio stations are not more liberal. They're less conservative, and there's a difference.
Conservatives
tend to think of anything that's not a card-carrying pure conservative as being liberal. Liberals, on the other hand, are all over the place. And I would not compare your typical public radio approach to broadcasting to what Air America or IE America or MSNBC, in the case of Rachel Maddow, are doing. These are pure liberal counterparts to the pure conservative point of view that's presented in conservative commercial news talk radio. Public radio is far more of a moderate, general approach to things, and if you are caught up in the left-right wars of the commercial end of the dial, you tend to see them as being on the other side. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't think it's comparable. I think IE America and Air America, which most of the listeners are more familiar with, and MSNBC are particularly biased and pointed toward a choir that already has been preached to. They already have their opinion, and they want it to be confirmed.
Well, isn't it the same on either side?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're both biased on purpose.
Yeah.
They're specifically biased. Much of today's commercial news media is biased, not because they hate Trump, because they want to super serve the desires and the predetermined opinions of target groups so they can get their core audiences and get loyalty. It is that contrived. That's the reason it happens. It doesn't happen because they're biased.
That's an interesting word, contrived.
It's totally contrived.
It's a very descriptive word, don't you think?
Well, that's why I used it. I'm trying to communicate very complicated concepts here.
Uh-huh. And, well, are they so complicated? I don't know. I think they're pretty basic, actually. It's gut radio. I think that's all it is. It's gut instinct radio. Your gut instinct tells you these guys are good and the other guys are bad, and that's what it is. It's the same old play. It's the same as the white hats and the dark hats. It's the cowboys and Indians. It's the Nazis versus the ally. It's always good and evil. That's what it is.
Well, good and evil. But in the case of the Nazis and the Allies, it was pretty clear who was good and who was evil.
Yeah.
In the case of political wars, it's really a conflict between different interest groups and identities. I mean, liberal or conservative is not necessarily inherently evil.
Hmm.
It just serves a hardcore
on the other side.
People want to believe that somebody who has a different financial interest or has a different standing in different shoes than they are is evil. Well, then that's just their own ignorance.
Well, that's right. It is the rich and the poor. Rich are evil, poor are good. Protestants good, Catholics bad.
No, there are rich people. There are rich people who think the poor are evil.
Yeah.
Because if they weren't evil, they wouldn't be poor. And if they get everything they want, they're going to take away from us, and we have to protect our richness. No, come on. We tend to demonize so that we don't feel so guilty about playing unfairly somebody with whom we're in competition that really is not a matter of good versus evil, but just a matter of fair play between two competing interests. There's a huge difference between that and Nazism. That's why Nazism, back to what you said before, should not be a word that's used carelessly when you want to say, oh, this guy's a Nazi. Or, he's another Hitler. But what it does, it diminishes the extreme example historically of what Nazism and Hitlerism meant. These were way out there and aberrations in human conduct. Something that we must never accept as being, it's just conservative versus liberal, or it's the New England Patriots against the New York Jets.
Yeah. But it's played like a football game.
That's the sport.
It's a contact sport. Yeah, it is a problem. 44 past the hour. Michael Harrison doing a great job explaining the various sides of these arguments as they get presented by sometimes very skilled conversationalists. And therefore, the conversation is entertaining and important. Sometimes some of these people that do it are more bludgeon artists than not, but the craftiness of people. I use Dennis Prager as an example of this frequently because I think he's extraordinarily articulate and intelligent and presents the issues of his side in a way that is almost irrefutable. He's that smart. He answers all questions.
We should talk about him. We should talk about him in the daily, in the New York Times and an issue he has with the Santa Monica Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
That
on the other side of the break.
Yeah. Okay, 45 past the hour. If you have problems in your arteries, are you feeling fine or are your arteries not functioning well? You know, without good, strong arteries, your heart's not going to last. You need things to open up your arteries, get the blood around to your system, eliminate a lot of risk of heart disease, which comes with high blood pressure. You want to keep all those things in perspective, and that's what you do when you every day ingest super beets, teaspoon of super beets, which is basically three beets that have been cooked and dried and powdered. A teaspoon is the equivalent of three beets. And these things go to work so quickly to open up your arteries because the beets are Mother Nature's largest supplier of nitric oxide, which is the third most important gas in your body. So all of these things hopefully mean something. I don't want to, when I tell these stories, go too quickly, but the bottom line is that there's a connection between things that aren't working well and you not having enough of the right stuff in your body. So get the right stuff through a supplementation. Eat clean. Drink clean. The secret is the dietary nitrates in super beets. Nitric oxide. So if you want to open up your arteries, this is the miracle molecule that does it. More circulation where you need it, when you need it. 800-655-4183. When you dial that number, you're going to get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. How's that, Michael? Pretty cool when you have a website named after you and it's not the radio website. I have my own website for Beats. DougLikesBeats.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, I'm Kinga Phillips, and I have three travel tips for you. One, expect the unexpected. You do not want bed bugs, trust me. Great product for that is the Ortho Defense Bed Bug Trap. It is portable, easy to use, does not use pesticides. You set it down by your bed, and in an hour, you know if you have bed bugs. It's on Amazon and all the major retailers. You definitely want that for your travels. Now, saving money. Dosh is a great app for cash back for business travelers. On average, you can save $90 per stay, which over the course of a year, if you travel twice a month, that's $2,100. Also great for food and for shopping. Staying connected. Straight Talk Wireless has an unlimited $35 plan, which is awesome. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, 2 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G, all the major top dependable networks, and awesome, awesome cell phones that you get on the plan as well. So enjoy your travels. Have a great time. All the information on all these products is on my website, kingaphillips.com, and safe travels.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine that need to be included at least once in every hour. So let me tell you what Talkers has come up with this week for the top 10. At number 10, a usual sports talk radio focus, NFL camps opening up, fights among the players, etc., etc. Number 9, Netflix is going to lose all the Disney content. That is a pretty interesting story. Number 8, Taylor Swift and the groping legal case. Number 7, Eric Bolling gets canned by Fox and the ramifications of that amongst those listening to these talk radio programs. Wall Street and how good the economy is. Number 6, the war on leaks continues. Why doesn't Trump get rid of everybody who's a leaker? The sexism in Silicon Valley. Number 4, the feuds among advisors, the White House, number 3, investigations galore of the Trumpsters, number 2, and North Korea is number 1. All right, so we're going to talk about Dennis Prager, who, among other things, is a classical musician and conductor, and he was asked to lead the Santa Monica Orchestra, I think, at the Disney Theater, and a bunch of people said they wouldn't perform with him because?
Because he's a conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And imagine how outrageous that is.
Yeah, it is outrageous. The New York Times ran a story about it a few days ago, and the story was a little bit biased.
What? From the New York Times? What a shock! Is there any media outlet, news media outlet, radio outlet, is there anything around anymore where you can get a straight shot? Or is everything biased and slanted?
I think it always has been.
I think
it always has been biased one degree to another. Mm. One degree to another. But I think it's more so today because of what I mentioned before.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people think George Soros is behind one of this week's stories is the Eric Bolling thing at Fox being suspended. There are those who say George Soros, who supports liberal causes, is the one who's funding all of this stuff to discredit Fox and the people who are there. Do you buy that?
I don't know. He might be contributing toward that. I think that Fox, by having enormous success at being conservative, brings about its own resistance. And I think that comes with the territory. I don't feel bad for Fox because Fox has had enormous success being biased.
Yeah.
So they spark their own bias against them.
There you go. All right. Food for thought as we continue 10 before the hour in the countdown.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you. Offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it. Typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. You might first notice it as a white or yellow spot under your toenail. Then, over time, the nail becomes discolored and thickened. You likely have a case of nail fungus. It's something that becomes more common as we age.
Your immune system changes, and the nail itself becomes older, more brittle, and more dry, which are just more cracks for the fungus to be able to live in.
Dermatologist Dr. Don Davis suggests filing down the affected nail to keep it thin. Fewer layers means fewer places for the fungus to grow. Topical treatments can help as well. But Dr. Davis says it's very difficult to permanently remove toenail fungus, so be wary of miracle treatments.
A lot of people publicize these laser treatments for toenail fungus, but it's just a great way to spend time and money.
While you may not like the look of it, toenail fungus is generally harmless. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 past the hour, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Doug Steffen from the world of radio. Actually, both of us are from the world of radio and proud to be a part of the talk radio world because it's where the action is. There are no more personalities. You don't have any fun anymore listening to music radio. There are a few people that are really disc jockeys like Scott Shannon in New York. Here's an interesting anecdotal question. And I have had this conversation. My pal, Bob Kay, who, as you know, works with me now. I've worked for him. He ran some really good, important talk radio stations over his 30-some-odd-year career in management. And I'm not going to mention the fellow's name because he's somebody that I really loved on the air. He was a disc jockey and a fabulous disc jockey up until the day he died. He was just a fabulous jock. And he always wanted to be a talk show host. So Bob gave him his entree, gave him his choice because he was like number one in Los Angeles on the Q ratings for years. Everybody knew who the guy was. So he said, let me try my hand at talk. So Bob gave him a shot, and it didn't work. For whatever the reason, he couldn't put the pieces together to make it work. Even though he's this fabulous radio personality, and everybody wanted him, was cheering for him, it just didn't work for whatever the reason. And
well,
I wonder,
there could be a lot of reasons, and sometimes DJs make wonderful talk show hosts because they understand pacing, and they have a lot to say, and they feel restrained by the
music.
Well,
I think that's the case with Limbaugh, certainly, and with you and me. We all came up through music radio, and we learned how to make people comfortable. And that's inside the inside. When you listen to those of us who do this, there's a pacing, there's a timing, there's a comfort level that those of you who listen to it, whether you realize it or not consciously, especially if you're older listeners, mature listeners, you started listening to radio and it sounded like this. And so that those elements that were there are still with us.
I think there's another aspect, too. I think the other aspect is that you just have to have a lot of content in your head. Yeah. I mean, DJs get away with, basically skirting along the surface. They're not expected to be able to give a cogent analysis of what the nuclear threat of North Korea means in a minute and a half.
Yeah.
You know, it's so to be when I evolved from a DJ to a talk show host, it meant I had to study what's going on in the world. You get exposed pretty quickly in 3 hours for not knowing what the heck you're talking about.
Yes.
When you don't have records to hide behind.
Well, I remember it was never in because it was the brand of radio that was doing the best. I always wanted to do talk. The program director I had in my early years used to say to me, he'd come into the studio and he'd say to me during a record, "Will you just shut the blank up and play the records?"
You know, when I was on WNEW-FM in New York back in 1972 and 71, what was really important was being able to say, "The great Carlos Santana band, Soul Sacrifice, WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York, Michael Harrison." You know, that it was all style. And you said things, but it was style.
Stylized.
But that only takes you to a certain point.
Yeah. I remember the guys that I followed listened to in Boston on WBZ, WBZ Boston, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station, or when they had both of them running together, WBZ Boston, WBZ AM, WBZ FM, Group W. You know, they had, I'm getting chills as I say that. Isn't that silly?
Can you imagine somebody turning it on now going, "What am I listening to? I'm in Boston." Remember when it was very deadly to say the call letters of another station on
the
station?
No, you couldn't talk about another station. No. Never could you talk about another station.
Did you ever say the wrong call letters on a job?
Yes.
That's the
worst. From the last station.
That's humiliating. There's nothing worse.
I started on a new station in St. Louis, and I'd been in Cincinnati, and I used this first time. Oh, this is WCKY.
Gosh.
It was WCKY. Oh. And I was on KMOX, and I was on the air with a lady named Ann O'Keefe, who's legendary. You know her? You've heard of her. She was a fabulous. I think she's still at it. Fabulous. Those of you listening in the Midwest, you remember her. And she was such a great help. She was just a really... And she got hired by the television station. The guy running the radio station said, "I don't want you on TV. How much are they going to pay you?" She said, $180,000. "So you just got a $180,000 raise. I don't want you on TV."
Wow.
Those were the good old days. All right. Inside stories galore. Check everything out having to do with talk at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.